Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Monday, August 8th. It was a glorious weekend, especially out here in Southern California. Very warm weather. Hope everybody else out there in the country was able to stay a little bit cool. I had just an outstanding Sunday, took it easy on Saturday, and we saw a comedy show. Yes, those are happening again indoors. It's so funny. I had to get up from the table to go to the bathroom. No, the comedian did not make fun of me. But I hear, and the next guy coming up was like 10 comics in 2 hours or whatever. The next guy was in Stranger Things, and I like stopped it. I was like, what? And I started to text my kids, because that's what I am, hashtag dad life, that, oh my gosh, someone from Stranger Things is doing stand-up comedy. It was Paul Reiser. Who everybody else knows from Mad About You. If you're over like 30 years old, I guess, Mad About You was a thing. And now Paul Reiser is best known for Stranger Things. At any rate, saw a comedian. And Sunday played some volleyball for the first time in a while. Oof, boy, it's like, you know, takes a little bit to get back in the volleyball vibes. And then we went to the Dodgers-Padres game. And in a weekend after the baseball trade deadline, Padres-Dodgers was kind of a big deal out here in Los Angeles, and the Padres got swept. Soto, Machado, and company did not have the pitching. I mean, the Dodgers clearly look like the best team in the National League. We are hurtling towards a Dodgers-Yankees World Series, and boy, does that seem very exciting. Dodgers just looked incredible. Cody Bellinger hit two bombs, and the Padres just couldn't muster anything offensively. The kid, Anderson, who I'm not that familiar with, buddy texted me, oh my gosh, that's an amazing pitching matchup. I looked it up. I was like, damn. Yu Darvish was very good, but, you know, again, a couple hits here, boom, 2-0 most of the game, and then they added two late. So that was fun. I need to get in a soccer note. The team we bought in Mexico, Necaxa, awesome win on the road against Atletico San Luis. And it's funny because Necaxa gives up an own goal like 10 minutes in. And I'm leaving for vacation this week just to get out of town before A, school comes back, and B, football season begins. We need to kind of unwind, get off social media best I can. I mean, it's tough. I can do no Twitter. That's easy. But the Instagram's a little bit tougher. At any rate, I'm watching Necaxa and packing, and all of a sudden they give up an own goal like 10 minutes in, and I'm just devastated. Like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. They respond 3 minutes later with an awesome goal and then end up scoring again and win 2-1. But for the second half, I mean, I'm driving to the Dodger game and I have the game on my phone. So I told the family, like, you guys listen to the radio. I'm going to have an earbud in, listen to Necaxa. They were able to hold on for the win. It wasn't pretty, but a win is a win. They're fourth. They were fourth in the table and then now they're fifth. But I'm just telling, like, it's exciting to be a team owner. Like, you know, the text chain is popping off, and a couple DMs from Necaxa fans. I did not know that there were a lot of Necaxa fans who followed me on Instagram, and there are some now because, you know, the team popped some of the stuff I did. But it's exciting, no doubt about it. And between Necaxa, the Dodgers, and going on vacation, like, this was as good of a weekend as I can imagine. And we have a great guest to start the week. You know him from college football magazines. You know him from college football television writing. If you've ever looked into the sport ahead of the season, Phil Steele is where you start. He has been putting out a magazine for over 20 years, I think 27 years. He comes in. He's got some hot takes. I will be honest. Some of the takes caught me off guard. You can detect it in my voice. But he is a bit of an oracle when it comes to college football. So I think you really will like the interview. And I need to add, the podcast will continue for the rest of the week without me. Rob G, producer to the Stars, will be filling in. I know he has some fans out there. Obviously, he has been, I mean, he produced my Saturday show many moons ago. Now he does another show for Fox Sports Radio. And he wants to do a random mailbag, one of those Ask Me Anything. So if you send him a DM on Instagram or Twitter, he will, I guess, ask the question and try to answer it to the best of his abilities. I told him not to give away the secret sauce about how we've become such a powerful, strong podcast here in a matter of 2 or 3 years. Now, part of it is that we're doing 5 days a week, so we're well over 500 podcasts. A lot of people start a podcast and they will do 10 or 20 and then they peter out. It's like any, you know, my daughter wanted to start a YouTube page. And we're like, all right, you can start a private one and nobody can know what it is. And then, you know, then we'll unlock it. And then she had one video that had like over 200 views. I was like, wait a minute, we don't have that many family members tuning into your videos. And, you know, then she stops for a minute. And then, of course, you don't need to hear the backstory. But bottom line is, like, YouTube found out, oh, this is a kid. And we need to lock your videos until we can find out what's going on. And I'm sitting here dumbfounded. Like, why is it frozen? And you can't get anybody from YouTube on the phone. So it's been a bit of a rigmarole. But, you know, she wants to have fun with YouTube and start to, like, I don't think be a personality, but she's followed some of these YouTubers and she sees that their personality comes out. So she wants to do that. The biggest thing I tell her is consistency. You've got to do one every week. Because the one or two weeks you stop, you're like, oh, do I still want to do this? Then you give up. And that's what happens with podcasts. A lot of people throw in the towel. Not happening here, folks. This will continue to thrive even though I'm on vacation for the next few days. One final note, I missed our regular season basketball finale for the Gray Foxes. I know you guys follow them intently on Instagram. Without me, shocker, they were able to survive. We only had five guys again. Back-to-back weeks with just five guys. And we beat a team that I think is going to be the third seed in the playoffs. We've locked up the one. We will be playing this team that we beat in the opener by a lot. And then in the rematch, it was closer. I think we beat them by like 10. They've got three Asian guys who are super fast and good shooters. So they want to shoot a bunch of threes. So we will be playing them next Sunday. Should be good. We're going to have most of our team there except for, you know, maybe our best wing defender, which has me a little troubled. But I'm the worry wart among the team on the text chain for the squad. Everybody realizes, like, we are going to win the championship. Like, we're better than every team out there. It will take like the worst shooting day, foul outs, injuries, whatever, for us to lose. We're that much better. And this team we're, I think, playing in the first round. We beat them in the opening game, and their best player, he's a good player. He had like 30 against us. after, then I saw him the next week and he's like, oh, you guys are winning the championship. I want you guys to win it. Because there's another team that has won it before. They're the number two seed and nobody likes their team because they have this one kid who's such a punk. He's like a 23-year-old, this white guy who thinks he's like Jason Williams slash Kyrie Irving. And he's just a volume chucker. He's a pretty good player. But again, we will, you know, we'll let you go ISO every time down the court because that's what you want to do. And you're going to shoot like 32%. And we will shoot like 70% because we are setting screens and passing and getting layups and open threes. And we'll beat you. So I think we'll probably play them in the championship. And obviously, I will have major, major updates on that. Although, me being on vacation all week, I vow to work out so that I don't come in all fat and out of shape for the semifinals next weekend. But without further ado, let's get to this week's guest, the immortal Phil Steele.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a college football media member legend. I mean, if you guys have been watching college football, devouring college football, gambling on it for years, you know this guy, Phil Steele. He does, you know, basically the number one college football preview in America, PhilSteele.com. Phil, good morning. How are you, man?
You know, I'm doing great, Jason. How about yourself today?
I love it. We're in the month of August. Football is on the horizon. And, you know, college football has had a super busy summer. I'll ask you right off the top, your thoughts on USC and UCLA bolting the Pac-12 for greener pastures in the Midwest.
Yeah, you know, it's not the first major move of teams, and I don't think it's going to be the last. You know, if you asked me just 2 years ago what I thought would happen with college football, I would have said we're going to 5-16-team super conferences. Now it appears right. we might be headed to 2 or 3 super conferences. So, but I'll tell you this, going back to my first year of the magazine, 1995, I actually had the Southwest Conference in that magazine. And then the Southwest Conference disbanded. Half went to the Big 12, half went to the SEC. That was major back then. So the one thing about college football, the constant is change.
Yeah, change for sure. Well, I would say, man, Phil, maybe there's a second constant, Alabama being incredible. Alabama's ridiculously loaded, obviously motivated off losing to Georgia in the Natty last year. I think, you know, if you want to zoom out on the college football season, pretty much it's tough to envision a scenario where Alabama's not playing Ohio State for the national championship. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's the way it looks. Now, naturally, injuries can affect teams, different factors during the course of the season. But yes, Alabama and Ohio State are both double-digit favorites in every game, and I think they're the two best teams. When you look at Alabama, and by the way, one thing different this year than last year is, you know, I talked to 120 of the 131 head coaches this year, and last year when I talked to the head coaches, going over the teams with them, 90% of the coaches out there said, Phil, this is the deepest team I've ever had. We were able to go 3 deep in the spring. We never had this before. And the reason for that was COVID. So they had all their players back. The only teams that didn't have all their players back were the superpowers, as they lost players to the NFL. And as it was, Ohio State did not play in the Big Ten title game. They didn't even get to the Big Ten title game. Clemson didn't even get to the ACC title game. Oklahoma wasn't in the Big 12 title game. And even Alabama last year, they only had 3 returning starters on offense, had to replace their quarterback. They lost A&M, got outgained by Florida, needed a 2-point conversion stop to hold on to that, barely got past LSU, and should have lost to Auburn. That was a game where Auburn had the game won, and Alabama got a late drive for a touchdown to one and 4 overtimes. So none of those 4 teams were superpowers last year because the rest of college football had an advantage on them. This year, everybody's on equal footing. You know, Bama's got 12 starters back, Ohio State, and they're all in the middle of the road of the experience chart where they usually are. And I think we see a return to the superpowers, and that's why I think Ohio State and Alabama are the two best teams.
Interesting. I know that I hadn't really considered that, but I do know that every year I look at your list of returning starters as like a kind of a barometer for who's going to be kind of good. And there is one team up there this year that I think surprised a lot of people, and that's the Utah Utes. How bullish are you on Utah this year?
I think if there's any team outside the big guys that gets into the college football playoff, it would be Utah. And Kyle Whittingham does a great job. He concentrates on the line of scrimmage for starters, and they are strong at the line of scrimmage. They've got my number 6 rated offensive line, number 17 rated defensive line this year. They've got a quarterback in Cam Rising who took over a 1-2 team last year and led them to only one loss during the rest of the regular season. They have a dominant defense, top 10, dominant offense, top 10. They play in the Pac-12, and while the Pac-12 has been beat up this offseason, if they run the table, and I've got them favored in every game, if they're on the table in the Pac-12, they will make the playoff this year. So I'm very bullish on Utah.
Hmm. Wow. Do you think there's some recency bias with having watched the Rose Bowl? Everybody's like, oh, geez, this Utah team's kind of good. I mean, they did push Ohio State. It was a phenomenal game. Is there a little of that playing in here? Because normally people hear Utah and they're like, come on, they're not one of the blue bloods, the power superstar teams that are usually in there. You think that plays into this at all?
I definitely think it would play a factor in it. But like I said, if they're an undefeated team at the end of the year, they'll get in. I do think the Rose Bowl might have turned out different and Cam Rising not got injured, you know, so that was an effect. They led that game, had Cam Rising, then he got injured and the offense sort of went into a lull. So, yes, this is a Utah team that proved last year they could play with teams like Ohio State and could be a big year for the Utes.
Yeah, I'm bullish on them as well. I think there's a take a flyer on them to win the national championship. It's a long shot, understandably. But the other team in the Pac-12 that's super interesting is USC, Phil. I saw the numbers were 16 transfers came into the program. And I don't know how do you gauge returning starters when, you know, USC's got all these new transfers. They got Lincoln Riley. They got Caleb Williams. The kid Addison from Pittsburgh. Like, these were starters elsewhere that are, you know, all-American caliber type players. And you're importing them into USC. Where are you on the Trojans?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Now, let me answer your first question, which was how do I gauge the returning or the transfers that come in. If they were a full-time starter at another school, they were in for the spring, and they won a starting job, I count them as a returning starter, especially if they're playing in the same system that they played at in the other school. Like, for example, I list USC with a returning starting quarterback in Caleb Williams because he played in Lincoln Riley's system, and he was the starting quarterback the second half of the year last year. Same thing with Mario Williams at receiver. So I do factor that in into the returning starters. Now, to answer your second question about USC, and this will take you a little bit through the magazine process as well. The magazine process is 7 months. We start the Sunday after Thanksgiving and go all the way through the start of June before we finally put this thing to the press. And I have a three write-through process. The first write-through, I've just watched every game that happened during the college football season, got 12 TVs in front of me. And then for each team, I go through the postseason write-through, which I read every article that was written about the team during the season. Really gets me into the ebbs and flows of each position. And then I write the team. I write each position by saying, what kind of shape were they heading into last year? What happened? And what are they looking for this year? Now, after I got through the first write-through process with USC, you're talking about a 4-8 team last year that only has 11 returning starters and a brand new head coach. I had a middle of the road in the Pac-12 South. The second write-through process is pre-spring. We update the rosters, find out who's gone, who's back, we might not have thought were leaving or coming, and then also add in freshmen. And they moved up a little bit at that point. And then the third write-through is after I talked to the head coach. And this year, ironically, I'm talking to Coach Lincoln Riley the day they signed Jordan Addison from Pitt. Now, all of a sudden, they've got Caleb Williams, his starting quarterback from Oklahoma, who was my number one quarterback out of high school. Mario Williams, my number two wide receiver out of high school, who played at Oklahoma last year. The Biletnikoff winner in Jordan Addison, 1,000-yard rusher in Travis Dye. One of my main question marks with USC was the offensive line. But Coach Riley told me that he really liked the top end experience and didn't expect to inherit this much talent. Defensively, he brought in another 12, 13 transfers, including Shane Lee, who had 13 starts at Alabama as a true freshman. Now, all of a sudden, USC is my number one most improved team in the country, and I've got them finishing second right behind Utah in the Pac-12 South. So it just shows you the difference in the magazine now than maybe 5 years ago, and also how we'd go through the write process in three write-throughs.
Wow. Now, I know the transfer portal is relatively new, but Phil, I'm just curious, have we seen anything? Is there any, you know, history of a team bringing in 16 transfers or even double digits that have an impact on our team? And have we seen them make a quantum leap like some expect USC to make?
Yeah, there in the short term, there has been some teams that have made that immediate impact. I think it started a few years ago with SMU bringing kids home to Dallas, not necessarily through the transfer portal or in the early stages of the transfer portal, I should say. But we also see teams, you know, like Memphis last year. Memphis signed 8 transfers, right? Only one of them saw significant playing time. The other 7 did not. So not every transfer is going to come in and play. So I think you have to count each transfer in a different area. Were they in for the spring? Did they actually win a starting job? Are they going to start for the team? And look at it that way. And in USC's case, I think there was a lot of home runs. And also, you take a team like Alabama, for example. They didn't hit that transfer portal heavily. But my goodness, what's Nick Saban? You know, all he has to do is say, Alabama wants you, and players jump. Jahmyr Gibbs coming in from Georgia Tech, I thought was huge at the running back position. They needed a left tackle. They go and get Tyler Steen coming in from Vanderbilt. They needed some receivers. They get Georgia's top wide receiver in Jermaine Burton. They bring in Tyler Harrell. And then probably need a little help in the secondary. And then they bring in one of the top cornerbacks in the country, and Eli Ricks from LSU. How do you get transfers from Georgia and LSU in the SEC? But like I said, if Alabama wants you, they'll get you. So I think the transfer portal can make a major impact.
Yeah, you know, I skipped over him, but I wrote about the Heisman for Fox Sports this week, and Gibbs was on my list as like the ultimate long shot. Now, his odds have come down. It sounds like he's a lock to be the starter. I am just curious. You know, I don't remember this guy at Georgia Tech, you know, but I did look him up, and Alabama had recruited him out of high school. Did he not really pop with the at Georgia Tech because of the line, the scheme? What do you reasonably expect for this guy this year?
Oh, I've got big expectations. I mean, you look at his first year as a freshman at Georgia Tech, he had nearly 500 yards rushing, 300 yards receiving, and 200 yards in kick returns. And then last year, 746 yards rushing, 470 yards out of the backfield, another 589 yards on kick returns. And they had a pretty explosive playmaker at quarterback as well. So I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy who now in the Alabama system, when you're trying to contain the Heisman Trophy winner and Bryce Young, that just opens up the field. But his receiving ability, I think, is really going to be taken advantage of here as well.
Huh. So Gibbs, Heisman, I mean, long shot. We'll eventually get to it, the Heisman. But do you think there's any long shot chance? I mean, the team is stacked, obviously.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that you'd have to count him is, A, to be a Heisman contender, you have to be playing on a national title contender. Alabama will be there. And then, B, the only way Bryce Young really repeats as a Heisman Trophy is if he tops last year's stats. Last year, he threw for 4,872 yards with a 47-7 ratio. So let's say he has a 40-10 ratio this year. People say, oh, he didn't have as good a year. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you start looking for other Alabama players. Another one to look at would be Will Anderson on the defensive side.
Yes.
I think he'll get some votes. But yes, Gibbs definitely is worth a long-shot vote for the preseason at the beginning of the year, a long-shot bet, I should say.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's stick in the SEC. Georgia, everybody predicts, like, listen, they're going to be very good, obviously. They just reload. But when you lose 15 guys to the draft, I think they lost five positional coaches or assistant or coordinators. I mean, I think there could be a little more of a drop than people are anticipating here. And I know everybody loves Bennett, the quarterback, but kind of played above his head last year. The defense carried them. Where are you on Georgia, Phil?
I've got Georgia a double-digit favorite in every game this year. Now, their defense is not going to be as good as last year. Now, last year, they lose five first-round draft picks off the defense, eight draft picks overall. You can't be as good, right? Well, last year, in this era of offensive football, they gave up 10 points per game. And that includes giving up 41 points to Alabama in the SEC title game. So in the other games, I think it was 8.6 points per game the rest of the year. That's phenomenal. They're going to drop back this year. But my computer says they drop all the way back to allowing 16 points per game, which, by the way, is the best in college football this year. So they still have a top-notch defense. They play a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball. They usually play three strings, you know, three units during the course of a game. So they have a lot of experience, a lot of talent. They're still going to be strong defensively, just not as dominant as last year. But the offense will be improved. I think the offensive line's better. The receiving core looks pretty solid, especially at tight end. They might have the best tight end room in the country. And then Stetson Bennett, who everybody wanted to replace all season long last year, really shined in the playoffs, and especially the fourth quarter versus Alabama. I think he now comes in with a lot more confidence, and the team is completely behind him as well. So, yes, they will be a double-digit favorite in every game this year, but I would take last year's Georgia team over this year's Georgia team, probably by field goal to 7 points.
Okay. Quick quarterback question in the SEC. So if you forget about skill position guys, forget about the offensive line, just based on talent and skill set, would you rather have Hooker or Richardson, Hooker from Tennessee or Richardson from Florida, as your quarterback this season?
I would go out on take a chance with Anthony Richardson. I mean, he is just he's what you, if you were building a perfect quarterback, he'd probably be there. I know the one game he started last year, he didn't do phenomenal in. I think he'll be much improved. So I think I would take the long-term chance on an Anthony Richardson. But Hendon Hooker, I tell you what, he surprised me last year. He was highly efficient, and he very well could be right at the top of the SEC in passing this year. But a slight lean towards Anthony Richardson. But honestly, if I'm building a team and you toss me either one of those guys, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, Hooker is 24 years old, and Richardson is a young pup with like under 100 dropbacks in his career, right?
Right.
Just on Hooker, I know Tennessee is going to be better. I think, you know, I don't know how much better, but when you got a 24-year-old quarterback going against, you know, 19, 20-year-old kids, like, there's a big advantage here, no, Phil?
Yeah, and this is what has me excited about Tennessee this year. You go back 2 years ago, remember when Ole Miss played Alabama and they had that potent offense. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, I believe Ole Miss was leading that game. And even though their team was nowhere near what Alabama's was, their defense was nowhere near Bama's, special teams weren't anywhere near, but they had the puncher's chance in that game because of the offense. I think Tennessee rates that this year. I mean, last year Tennessee averaged 39 points per game, 475 yards per game. This year my computer in the front of the magazine is calling for 45 points per game and 507 yards per game. So, yeah, I think Hendon Hooker is going to be piling a pretty potent offense with Tennessee.
My gosh. I could ask about every single team in the SEC because they're all loaded, but really quickly, Texas A&M, they bring in Brad Johnson's kid, the transfer quarterback. I know Jimbo Fisher versus Nick Saban was a fun offseason story, but A&M, are they taking a step forward or backward? I know they lost they're basically their entire defensive line. But where are you on the Aggies?
Yeah, A&M's going to be better than last year. Last year they lost four games, but part of that was because they lost their quarterback early, and they lost two games early with the backup quarterback in Zach Calzada. Had a couple tough losses down the stretch. Really, the LSU game, I thought they were the better team, but somehow gave up that late score and ended up losing that one, even though they could have ended the game in numerous plays. I think A&M clearly has a better record this year. When I look at the overall talent they have, they're the team in the SEC that has the third best talent next to Alabama and Georgia. Jimbo Fisher, not just last year's recruiting class, or this year's, I should say, but all five of his years have been phenomenal. You get to the third team and they have what I call VHTs, or very highly talented players there. They're improved at the quarterback position. Haynes King is back. Max Johnson's there. So no matter who wins that job, they're in great shape. The offensive line's better. This is a team that very well could be the best team in college football next year if they gain some experience. This year, they're number 124 in my experience chart. And the reason I don't have them winning the SEC West, first of all, they're less experienced than Alabama, even though they're probably equal talent-wise. And then when you look at their schedule, they have to play Miami of Florida, Arkansas in Arlington, at Mississippi State, and then a third straight road game at Alabama. It's a pretty tough slate for them, and Alabama's playing at home with revenge. So I think Bama wins that game over Texas A&M, but A&M to me is the third best team in the SEC.
It's way early, and I don't even know if you can bet on it, but what's the spread that you're seeing on Alabama-Texas A&M? The game sometime in October, right?
Yeah, Bama's a 16-point favorite in the game. I have them a 14-point favorite.
I was going to say that felt a little bit light because I can see Saban not calling off the dogs in that one, given all the recruiting stuff going on. And anyways, all right, let's go quickly to the Big Ten, Phil. And it's weird. You know, Michigan has their greatest season under Harbaugh. They make the playoff. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, just an awesome story. And I'm hearing crickets about Michigan heading into the season. They're getting like, I mean, Ohio State's loaded, but are we a little too low on Michigan or are we appropriately low given that they lost so much from last year's team?
Yeah, and I think if you look at them defensively, much like with Georgia, they're not going to be as good defensively as they were last year. I mean, they lose Hutchinson, they lose Ajabo, they lose their nose tackle Chris Hinton, linebacker Josh Ross, some outstanding defensive backs in Daxon Hill, Brad Hawkins, and Vincent Gray. Defense won't be as dominant as last year with just four starters back. But once again, they only allowed 17 points per game last year. My computer calls for them to allow about 5 points per game more. And offensively, they're loaded. They've got the best offensive line in the country. They've got two really good quarterbacks in Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy. And the skill players look good. Plus, they have my number one rated special teams in the country. And they also have a fantastic schedule this year. You know, prior to playing Ohio State, they have a total of three road games. At Indiana, at Rutgers and at Iowa. If they can win that Iowa game, I think Michigan's 11-0 when they play Ohio State. Now, I will say this. I've got Ohio State a 2-touchdown favorite over Michigan in that game, but I think Michigan could be 11-0. And once again, you get to one game is all you need. They're probably worth a long shot play in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that Iowa team, they got a solid defense. We're not going to talk about them here. I don't know that they win that one. I just want to wrap up in the Big Ten before we get to the Heisman with Michigan State. I don't know. You know, when you're talking about over-under, I think one of the obvious unders has to be Michigan State. They were great in the close games last year. Every transfer seemed to hit. I don't know. Mel Kicker seemed to outdo himself last year. I don't know. Am I too negative on Michigan State?
I would agree with you. They're the one team from the top 10 that is a point for the drop. And, you know, 2 days ago on philsteele.com, and check my daily blogs on philsteele.com, a lot of interesting stuff up there. But 2 days ago, I put up a blog about conference yards per game versus wins, basically saying that if you got lucky like last year, as Michigan State did, things are pointed down. Last year, Michigan State was 7-2 in Big Ten play. They were minus 63 yards per game. Generally, if you're minus 63 yards per game in conference play, you're 3-6. You're 2-7. Somehow this team was 7-2. They had the miracle comeback against Michigan. The one game they were dead in the water and got a punt return touchdown in the fourth quarter, which helped them win. So they did it with smoke and mirrors last year. They lose their star running back. And I think when you look at Michigan State, talent-wise, they're probably with last year. Will they catch all the breaks they did last year? I don't think so. So I would agree that I think Michigan State's headed for a drop off that 11-win total.
Okay, and finally on the Heisman Trophy, and Phil, I don't know how actionable you think there is for somebody to win it. Everybody likes Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, you mentioned Will Anderson, but historically we've seen some guys come out of nowhere and pull this off. Are we sleeping on anybody? Perhaps the Clemson quarterback, Caleb Williams. I don't know who out there is maybe has some value that's not like a top 5-7 guy to win the award.
Yeah, I think the three guys with the best value, you hit on Caleb Williams from USC, a guy that knows Lincoln Riley's offense, and Lincoln Riley's got two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks and a Heisman Trophy finalist. Plus, he was my number one rated quarterback out of high school, so I do like him. One guy I think everybody's sleeping on is he came in at 30-1 is Dylan Gabriel of Oklahoma. You know, last year I talked about how the Powers all lost players and everybody else had an advantage. Same at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's taken on a Baylor team that had basically everybody back from the previous year, had to play them on the road, and they lost. They played Oklahoma State, which had everybody back on the defense last year on the road, and they had a tough loss there. This year they get both those two teams at home. I've got Oklahoma favored in all 12 games. And while Dylan Gabriel's a transfer quarterback, keep in mind, back in 2019, UCF had one of the most explosive offenses in college football. His offensive coordinator then was Jeff Lebby. His offense coordinator here is Jeff Lebby. He's not learning a new offense. He's in an offense that he thrived in. Oklahoma goes 12-0. You've got Dylan Gabriel as a Heisman candidate. And then the other one would be the one I threw out at you, which is Will Anderson. I think the Heisman voters are always looking for a position besides quarterback. And, of course, I am a Heisman voter. I had Will Anderson on my final ballot last year. So, I mean, it's a thing where I think Will Anderson would have a chance of sneaking in there as well.
I gave you an opportunity to mention Anthony Richardson again. I actually think he could be like a top 5 draft pick. That's how bullish I am on the skill set. But does he have enough of a national rep? They're not going to be, you know, they're going to be like an 8-win team maybe, right?
Yeah, and I really can't see a Heisman Trophy winner on an 8-win team because you got 4 losses in there, right? And everybody's going to look at it and say, well, he couldn't win that game, couldn't win that game. And that's why you really have to be playing for a national title contender.
Yeah. All right, Phil Steele, the legendary college football media member, he Heisman voter, and you got to pick up his preview. It's outstanding. Phil, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the month of August. Rest up. You got a big season ahead.
Hey, Jason, let me quickly throw out a couple notes about the magazine. The magazine is 352 pages, 3 to 4 times the amount of information any other magazine out there. Now, we had to print it in 2 runs this year. The first run went strictly to Barnes & Noble, but the second run is hitting other locations like Books A Million, Walmart. So do make sure you go out. And if you pick up a copy, you will have to have that copy each and every year. And then visit my website, which is philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. Daily blogs each and every day all the way through football season. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah, love your stuff, Phil. Can't do college football without you, man. Thanks again for all your work.
All right, a lot of fun talking football with you today, Jason.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.